The attacks in Mumbai are part of a larger pattern of terrorist incidents in India. The U.S. State Department's annual assessment of terrorist threats concluded that 2,300 people died in such attacks in India in 2007. That was perhaps the highest terrorism toll for any country last year. And yet, there remains a perception of India as a place of spirituality, where you might go to find inner peace and explore more benevolent meanings of life. Shashi Tharoor is the former Undersecretary General of the United Nations. He joins us from Kerala, India. Mr. Tharoor, there remain these perceptions in the United States, at least, of India as a place of great spiritual values, the land of Mahatma Gandhi. Are those spiritual values still a vibrant part of the Indian fabric?
Very much so. Don't forget that Mahatma Gandhi's spiritual values were forged in and advocated during a period of great violence in India, including the horrendous partition of India with the hacking off of the country of Pakistan from the stooped shoulders of India by the departing British. And Mahatma Gandhi's light shone through all of those horrors. So, yes, I think the spiritual traditions of the country remain fundamental, but they're being put through very testing times right now.
Now, we have heard that some commentators are referring to the attacks in Mumbai as India's September 11th. You, I guess, were in New York on September 11th, 2001. Can you connect your feelings then with your feelings yesterday and today?
Yes, very much so. I was in New York, in fact, when the first plane hit, and I rushed over to the UN where we had to manage the evacuation of our staff from their offices because we feared the UN would be a target. So I remember that day very vividly. And watching the horror unfold in Mumbai over a somewhat longer period of time than the two impacts in New York took has been equally traumatic.
Mr. Tharoor, you lived in Mumbai from 1959 to 1969. I wonder what your personal connection to that city is and what particular connections came to mind yesterday and today.
Well, obviously, I was very busy sending text messages and phone calls to my friends in Mumbai. Fortunately, almost miraculously, the friends I contacted all seemed to be all right and seemed to have escaped the worst. But clearly, there are at least 100 people whose families are not able to say that today, and I mourn with them for their loss.
You have written, I'm going to quote your own words now, "It is important to remember that one can be a good Muslim and a good Keralite and a good Indian all at the same time. Let us not forget that India is a pluralist state because Indians are a pluralist people, hailing from different backgrounds and cultures, different languages and religions, yet all of whom are Indians." Any second thoughts about those words?
Oh, no, I feel that passionately with the uttermost fibers of my being. I think that that is India, or India is nothing. And India is a land where you can be many things in one thing, where the overwhelming majority of Indians of any faith, whether they're Muslims or Christians or Jews or Hindus or Hindus of any caste, Indians of any creed, they all fundamentally feel an overwhelming loyalty to this extraordinary, diverse, multicultural, multi-ethnic, and pluralist society. That's what India has been for over 3,000 years of recorded history, and it's not going to be allowed to change, in my view, by the actions of a few nasty criminal elements who've come in and done what they've done. And so it is an assault on India. It's an assault on the very bonds that hold our diverse society together. And certainly many, many voices in our country will ensure that Indians don't react to this in a way that will threaten the fundamentals of what we are as a society and as a people.
Shashi Tharoor is a former Undersecretary General of the United Nations. He's also the author of 9 books, including The Elephant, The Tiger, and The Cell Phone, India, the Emerging 21st Century Power. Thank you very much.
Thank you.